Ay, bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Bilolo. Welcome to another episode of Agua Cerrito Podcast. This is the third and final installment of our three-part season one finale. I'm not only a voodoo theologian, I would consider myself a futurist. And in that spirit, in today's season finale, I want to center a collective visualization for all of our listeners of the show today that are tuning in, I invite you to join me on a visualization of what Haitian voodoo could look like and what it could feel like in the future. It has been over 400 years since the ships came onto the island of Hispaniola. It's been over 400 years since the slave funerals, the Mawanage, the organization of the Maroons, and the Kalindas that took place, which influenced the transformation of Vodun and the early formation of Haitian Vodou. It's been over 300 years since the enslaved Africans that were kidnapped from their homeland and brought to this island, all representing a wide variety of backgrounds, of ethnic groups, of cultural identities across Africa, came together to infuse and preserve their cultural, maternal, paternal, and religious identity. It has been over 200 years since the infamous Bois Kaima Congress that forever changed the course of history in Haiti and changed the course of history across the world in a revolution that demonstrated the strongest, most powerful displays of Black strength, of Black liberation, and of Black power. To begin this collective visualization exercise, I want to invite and channel in the fiery, strategic, and revolutionary spirits of the Nago Nation. I want to invite all of the Ogus, both known and unknown. I want to invite the fiery, revolutionary, visionary François Macandal in this space. I want to invite and channel the Lois, the brave and courageous Lois of the Petwo Nation. I want to invite them all to this space in this moment to help us reimagine a future for Haitian Vodou. My people, my kin, my brothers and sisters, my spirits who walk both behind me and before me, I come before you not merely as one voice, but as an echo of generations, a call and response from the bones beneath our feet to the stars above our heads. I speak in the spirit of Macandal, the Maroon, the healer, the priest, the revolutionary whose fire has never gone out. I speak in the spirit of the Nago Nation. I speak in the spirit of the Petwo Nation. I speak for the mothers and fathers who hide their altars in their closets. I speak for the children who feel spirits walk with them but have no name to call them. I speak for the sacred drums that still beat, even when muffled, even when outlawed, even when drowned out by the noise of empire. Let us begin with truth. Haitian Vodou is not a superstition. Haitian voodoo is not a curse. Haitian voodoo is not witchcraft. Haitian voodoo is not the devil's tongue. Haitian voodoo is not a darkness to be feared. Haitian voodoo is a science of spirit. Haitian voodoo is an archive of resistance. Haitian voodoo is a cosmology of balance, justice, healing, and liberation. It is only the spiritual tradition born directly out of the savagery and violence of slavery, and yet never submitted to the logic of the slave master. While others bent to survive, voodoo fought to remain whole. And so I say this with clarity. Haitian voodoo is the gold standard of human freedom, of human liberation in motion. But today, my people, we still walk in the shadows of colonial misnaming. Voodoo still remains wrapped in lies. It remains in weaponized imagery, media caricatures, religious condemnations. Our voodoo temples are still raided. Our spiritual leaders are mocked and dismissed. Our sacred symbols are desecrated. But I say to you now, the tides are turning. The spirits are not silent. The drums call us into a new era, and we must respond. I'm going to call this vision Haitian Voodoo 2.0. I envision a day in the not too distant future when Haitian voodoo is no longer demonized, when Haitian voodoo is no longer perpetuated in negativity, and when Haitian voodoo's practitioners, temples, and sacred artifacts are no longer persecuted or spiritually attacked. I envision a day when Haitian voodoo stands proudly among the world's greatest spiritual traditions, no longer cloaked in colonial misrepresentation or demonization. It is recognized not as witchcraft, but as a living ancestral science, a sophisticated cosmology, and a system of healing, justice, and liberation. In this not too distant future, Haitian voodoo stands unapologetically visible. I'm going to say that again. In the not too distant future, Haitian voodoo stands unapologetically visible, no longer on the margins, no longer whispers about in fear or shame or judgment. The children of Haiti walk into schools where the laws are studied beside the Olympians. They learn about Aiza with the same reverence the world gives to the Greek goddess Athena. They speak of Ogu's flames besides the tales of Prometheus. They learn how the spirits walk not just through myth, but through real history, through political resistance, through soil, through dreams, through the rhythms of the earth. I envision a future where Haitian voodoo's power is permanently reclaimed and considered the gold standard of human liberation in action. I envision a day where Haitian Vodou is taught in schools all across Haiti and beyond, not necessarily for everyone to practice the faith, but for everyone to acknowledge and normalize its rightful position and influence in the quest for Haiti's fight for liberation by people worldwide. I envision a future where the divinities of Haitian Vodou have statues, large and grand, all across Haiti and beyond. Statues as grand as Buddha and the Hindu god statues of the East. In this future, Vodou is not only a spiritual path, it is a cultural curriculum. Vodou is taught in universities, not as exotic folklore, but as philosophy, ecology, psychology, theology, medicine, history, and strategy. In this future, Haitian Vodou becomes a global case study in what it means to survive colonization and still speak in one's own voice. In this not too distant future, Vodou drums echo from Port-au-Prince to Paris, from Gonaïves to Ghana, from Cité Soleil to Canada. At international conferences, Wungans and Mumbles sit beside rabbis, imams, shamans, and bishops. And no one questions their legitimacy, for it has already been earned through fire and iron and liberation. Our sacred art, the veves, the drapos, the potomitas, are no longer hidden in back rooms. Our sacred arts are etched in public monuments. Our sacred art is projected on city walls in Tokyo. Our sacred arts are incorporated into healing centers in South Africa. Our sacred arts are studied in design schools in London. Public altars bloom in Times Square. In this future, Haitian Vodou becomes a model of ecological stewardship because the laws are not abstract divinities. They are the forces of the cosmos, of nature, and of the universe. Our divinities are forces of the land, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, and the storms. Our ceremonies become models for community land renewal, for food justice, and ritual-based environmentalism. Mumbles and Wungans are called in not only to heal bodies, but to consult on urban planning and reforestation. In this not too distant future, the colonial trifecta of racism, of capitalism, and of westernized modes of thinking are no longer defined as the only gold standard of what is considered sacred. We, the people of the spirits, redefine sacredness. But hear me, this vision is not naive. This not too distant future is not free. It requires something of us. It demands that we unlearn the fear that was beaten senselessly into our ancestors. it demands that we build temples not just with stone, but with intention. It demands that we protect our sacred knowledge, not by hiding it, but by fortifying it with clarity, with scholarship, with technology, and intergenerational teaching. It requires that we stop apologizing for being children of the spirits. It demands we stop performing voodoo only for tourists and start performing it for the healing of our own communities. It demands that we reclaim our herbs, we reclaim our languages, we reclaim our songs, and we reclaim our rights from the roots up. It requires that we recognize the divinity of our own mirror, that we could look into the faces of our own elders and say, "You are holy." It demands that we lift up the role of those that are queer, those that are disabled, those that are neurodivergent, and those that are gender fluid practitioners as essential, not marginal. For it has always been these bodies who carried the spirits when others turned away. It demands we organize. It demands we write books. It demands we fund schools. It demands we record oral histories. It demands that we train a new generation of spiritual leaders, not in hiding, but in the open. And above all, it requires that we remember. We must remember that voodoo has always been a technology of survival. But survival is not our only destiny. Our destiny is power. Our destiny is prophecy. Our destiny is liberation. I visualize this as a future for Haitian voodoo. I bobo to God, the architect of the universe, to activate this vision for voodoo. I bobo to the spirits who have walked with us and always walked with us, both known and unknown. I bobo to the ancestors of the past. I bobo to all of Haitian voodoo's children of the present. I bobo to all of Haitian voodoo's children and generations of the future. I bobo to the powerful future of voodoo. I bobo to a powerful, prosperous, and spiritually healthy land of Haiti. I bobo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, Javodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa, Se, Bo. That is it for today's episode. We look forward to seeing you in season 2. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast show. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.